Chapter 10. I didn't know exactly what these two beautiful raccoon women had in store for me, but I knew whatever it was would be a wild ride. They'd both noticed just how excited I'd gotten watching the Chero women wrestle around in the cold mud, and they seemingly wanted to get away so we could have a little relaxation time of our own. However, the first thing we needed to do was get the mud off our bodies. It might have been a relaxing experience to wallow around in the warm, gooey liquid. But now that we were out in the open air, it was starting to harden against our bodies. To make matters worse, Lazan and Nadir both had furry tails and leather bodysuits made out of animal hides. It was going to take a long bit of scouring to even begin to get them clean, but that was a task I was more than willing to volunteer for. The three of us wandered away from the mud pits and then over to the body of a small lake no more than a mile away. As we got closer to the edge of the lake, it became apparent this was indeed the body of water the Chero women used for bathing. Though the water was clear, it had a slight tint of green, as well as some algae that floated around inside its depths. Nice. I don't know about you two, but a dip in the cool water after being in the hot mud for so long sounds like the perfect end to this day.
The day is not over yet,
Nadir warned me with a coy smile.
Not by a long shot.
All the more reason to get ourselves clean, I responded with a smirk.
Even though we are just going to get ourselves dirty again,
Lazan cooed.
Yeah, but that's a different type of dirty,
Nadir reminded her friend.
Right now is a bad kind of dirty, and I want to get this mud off of me as soon as possible. Then what are we waiting for?
Lazan giggled before she took a running start at the lake.
Last one in is an acorn over there.
Lazan's spotted tail went rigid against her body as she tried to make herself seem aerodynamic, and then she sprang up into the air and placed her hands out in front of her body like a diver. We watched as she disappeared underneath the surface of the lake with a weak splash, and seconds later her multicolored locks appeared again, though this time they were slicked back with wetness and plastered to the sides of her head like they were glued. After you, I motioned to Nadir. I remember how much you like to swim.
Ah, very funny,
the Kunag leader mused.
I only don't like swimming in waters infested with deadly animals.
How do you know this one isn't? There was some sort of freaky crocodile things in that other lake that ate the Ragahi. How do you know there's not one in here, too?
Well, I'm in here,
Lazan called out.
And I've yet to be eaten. See? It's all safe. I'd love to see a creature try anyway. Lazan would tear the poor thing apart like it was made of straw.
With that, Nadir strutted over to the shore of the lake and slowly began to wade into it. My eyes were affixed firmly on her tight ass as it waggled back and forth and flicked the black tail on top of it. But much to my dismay, it was incrementally submersed in the water until Nadir was covered all the way up to her neck. Almost instantly, Lazan swam over to her leader and began to clean her like an over-anxious cat. The multicolor-haired woman cupped handfuls of water up onto Nadir's head before she gently ran her fingers through Nadir's raven locks and then down onto her neck. Nadir returned the gesture by placing her hand against Lazan's cheek and softly running her thumb across her delicate face. Then the Kunag leader splashed a bit of water straight onto Lazan's face.
Hey!
Lazan cackled with glee.
I'm trying to clean you here.
That's what I'm doing too,
Nadir protested.
You just need to hold still for a minute so I can get you all wet.
Okay, I needed to get in there ASAP. I jogged over to the edge of the lake with bits of hardened mud cracking and flaking off my body the entire way, and I didn't even halt my momentum as I propelled myself off the ground, pulled my legs up into my chest, and then tucked my head between them. Cannonball! I proclaimed as I slammed into the water and was instantly dragged beneath its depths. I sank for a second or two before I came out of my acrobatic pose and kicked my way back to the surface. When I finally broke through the top of the water, Lazan and Nadir were both soaked, and their eyes were narrowed as they stared me down.
Well, I guess that's one way to get clean,
Nadir joked.
Just douse everybody in a tidal wave.
It wasn't that big of a splash, unless you're subtly trying to tell me I'm fat.
Oh, please.
Lazan snorted.
If you're fat, then what does that make us? You're as skinny as a twig. You're not built like one, though.
Nadir purred.
You're way more muscular than any of the men I've ever seen in my life. Kunag males were about as agile and scrawny as you could get. I think the orcs might be a bit more muscular than Ben.
Lazan noted, as she waded over and placed her hands on my abs.
Though their radiousness completely outweighs anything they would have gained by having those muscles.
Glad to hear I'm prettier than an orc.
The Ragarhis were prettier than the orcs,
Lazan retorted, without missing a beat. Good to know that's the standard I'm held to.
Please.
Nadir chuckled as her hands landed against my shoulders.
You're the most handsome, attractive man I've ever seen in my life, and I'm sure the other women in our crew would say the exact same thing.
Nadir began to rub my shoulders sensually as she wiped away all the dirt and mud that had accumulated from our bath. At the same time, Lazan cleaned my front, though she spent an unusually long time focused on my abs and pectorals. I tried to repeat the process on the Kunag women, and I ran my hands across their soft shoulders, their arms, their necks, and even the garments they wore on their bodies. The thick hide of the mole bat creature was apparently water-resistant, because the fur didn't seem to flatten, nor did the leathery material bend whatsoever, even though it was completely submerged in liquid. Soon, the three of us were surrounded by water that had been literally muddied by the messes on our bodies, but the advice of the Chero women seemed to have worked. Though it took some time and effort, we eventually found ourselves completely clean. Lazan, Nadir, and I exited the water as the bright sun of the Chero Island beat down on us. It didn't take long at all for the rays of light to evaporate the remaining wetness from our bodies, and then we looked to the village. So, what do we do now?
That depends.
Nadir purred as she leaned her head against my shoulder.
Is there some place we could go that's a bit more private? All my ideas can't really happen if we're out here in the middle of an open field.
There are plenty of dwellings, I said as I pointed back in the direction of the Chero village.
Most of them are filled with people, though,
Lazan reminded me.
I don't think we want to disturb the rest of our crew with our activities.
Says you. I winked. Maybe I do.
You on this as well?
Nadir cackled, and my smile instantly faded. Okay. I didn't think that one through very well. I was trying to be flirty, all right?
Oh, you don't have to try.
Nadir purred into my ear.
You've already got us in the palm of your hand, Draco Rex. Now, where would be a good place to get you in the palms of ours?
The Fertility Hut, I blurted out. That's only used for one particular purpose, so I don't think we'll run into anyone in there. I grabbed onto Lazan and Adir's hands, and the three of us quickly shuffled off in the direction of the Fertility Hut. When we finally arrived at the secluded building, I popped open the door, slid inside, and then looked around to make sure we were alone. The entire place was dark, save for the few rays of sunlight that shone in through the window holes in the wall. All of the crude Guraway effigies were still lined across the floor, and I could hear the bubbling of the watery hot tub off on the other side of the room.
Wow,
Lazan whistled.
They really went all out, didn't they?
Fertility is important to the Chero people, since it has been denied to them for so long. Now, do you want me to light these candles?
Nah.
Nadir shook her head and smiled widely.
We can all see in the dark. Actually, I kind of prefer it that way.
I never would have guessed. The nocturnal women enjoy their nocturnal activities.
We're crepuscular, thank you very much.
Nadir stuck out her tongue. What?
It means we are most active during sunrise and sunset. We sleep at random points during the other times of the day.
So, you must be exhausted right now, then. I nodded over to the bed in the corner. Do you need to go lie down?
Maybe.
Lazan bit her lip.
Well, maybe I'll be standing the whole time.
Before I could say another word, Lazan leaned into me, ran her slender fingers along my bare chest, pushed her lips into mine, and then slid her tongue into my mouth. We kissed passionately as my hands wandered around the Kunag woman's small waist, and then I gave her tight ass a squeeze. As Lazan and I kissed, I felt Nadir's hands graze across my back before her soft, supple lips started to peck at the nape of my neck. Nadir's hands then wandered down to my waistline, slid into my pants, and gave my ass a firm squeeze. I responded with a soft moan to let both women know I was into it, though I was sure they already damn well knew. If the hot and heavy kissing and petting didn't already give it away, I was sure my ever-increasing erection did. As Lazan and I continued to make out, Nadir's hand slid around my body and grabbed firmly onto my cock. It hardened at her touch, and then the Kunag woman started to rub me firmly. My dick turned rock hard as she increased her intensity and continued to suck on my bare flesh. Lazan pulled away from my kiss, looked down at the action in my pants, and pouted. Then the multicolor-haired woman let out a small huff as she reached down and grabbed onto my waistband with her thumbs, and she playfully slid my pants off.
You can't keep that thing hidden, Nadiel.
Lazan purred.
It deserves to be marveled at in all its glory.
My manhood shot to attention as the cold air surrounded it, but Nadir didn't change her technique. She continued to stroke me feverishly, and I could already feel every inch of my body tensing with pleasure as my balls tightened.
I have an idea, then.
Nadir noted as she cooed in my ear.
Ben seems to be enjoying this very much, so I'll keep doing it. You can pleasure him from the front.
My cock seemed to grow 10 times harder at the thought of being fucked by both of these incredible, rough, sexy women at the same time. Lazan licked her lips and sucked them in for a second before she gave me hardcore sex eyes. Then the woman with the marbled hair got down onto her knees and yanked my pants the rest of the way off my body. The next thing I knew, Lazan let her tongue flop out of her mouth. Then she inched toward my cock, which was still being stroked hard by Nadir, and placed the tip of her tongue against my manhood. Lazan started to make rhythmic circles around the head of my penis as her leader jerked me off, and my legs began to tremble beneath me.
Oh, holy fuck, that feels fucking fantastic.
Then just wait for what comes next.
Lazan winked at me from her position below. The Kunag woman with the 2 shades of hair gave my cock a teasing kiss before she pulled away. Then she stared it down with hunger in her eyes as she moved over to the side and went in for the kill. Lazan slapped her warm tongue against the lower shaft of my dick and then started to move it back and forth in short, rapid spurts. When she got down to the bottom, the Kunag woman lapped her tongue around my balls in a circular motion, and the pleasure was so intense my knees nearly buckled right then and there. Lazan kept licking me as Nadir stroked me off, and I felt myself building toward a powerful climax. My cock was harder than a diamond as the warm coil in my abdomen tensed, tightened, and prepared for the finish.
I think he likes that, Lazan.
Nadir purred into my ear.
It feels like he's getting harder and harder by the second.
Lazan answered, though she refused to move her mouth away from my dick.
Oh, shit, I warned. I think I'm going to.
Before I could finish my sentence, Lazan pulled away and looked up at me with dark, lust-filled eyes.
I don't want it to go to waste,
she cooed, as she opened her mouth and stared down at my throbbing erection. That was it. I hit the mountaintop. Nadir continued to stroke me swiftly as the coil in my body snapped, and I sent a massive blast of my seed straight into Lazan's waiting mouth. She let out a gasp as my seed splashed across her tongue, and her eyes seemed to widen when she took in the sheer volume of my love.
Don't swallow it,
Nadir warned, as she continued to jerk every last drop out of me.
Not before I get a taste.
Once it became clear that I didn't have any more to give, Nadir let go of my manhood. The raven-haired raccoon woman then came around my body, fell down to her knees, and placed her hand against Lazan's cheek. I watched with pure glee as Nadir's tongue came out of her mouth while she leaned into Lazan. The 2 Kunag women began to kiss passionately as they shared my sperm, and I immediately felt my erection returning in a slow, throbbing sensation.
Yum.
Lazan purred as she pulled away from Nadir and licked the last dribble of my seed from her lips.
It tastes so good.
Nadir growled and rolled her eyes back in her head.
Even though that's not where it's supposed to go.
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty more where that came from. And I'm going to make sure it goes exactly where it needs to go.
Lazan and Nadir both giggled at the thought before they stood up off their knees, glanced down at my returning erection, and licked their lips in anticipation.
It looks like Ben really liked the show we just gave him,
Lazan observed.
Shall we give him some more?
Nadir kissed Lazan again, and I watched in aroused silence as the women's tongues slid into each other's mouths, while they made out like 2 horny high schoolers. As they kissed, Nadir reached behind Lazan's neck, found the strap of her friend's top, and then unfastened it with her eyes still closed. The furry leather fabric fell away from Lazan's body and exposed her shoulders, but it got caught on Lazan's breasts.
That's never happened before.
Nadir observed with a gasp.
Oh, my breasts have never been this swollen before.
Lazan purred.
Why don't you help me get it off? Just like we helped Ben get off.
Nadir snickered as she took a step back and slid her fingers into the cleavage of Lazan's top. The raven-haired beauty then peeled the fabric away, and Lazan's large, swollen breasts popped loose. Lazan's pregnancy was in full force, as her already large breasts were even larger than usual. Her thick nipples were erect with excitement, and they were just practically begging to be sucked. Nadir took care of that for me, however. The Kunag leader continued to shimmy Lazan's clothes off her body as she placed her mouth against Lazan's breasts and gave her right nipple a soft suck. Lazan responded with a moan as the rest of her clothes fell free and exposed her tender mound, which was already dripping wet. My cock shot straight to attention when I saw Lazan's naked body, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to hold myself back for much longer. Nadir kissed Lazan once more, and this time it was Lazan's turn to undress her leader, but the woman with the multicolored hair was much, much less sensual about it. Lazan grabbed the straps of Nadir's furry top, unfastened the straps, and then nearly yanked it off with one single pull. Nadir's small, dusky pink nipples hardened when they were exposed to the warm air. But the Kunag leader simply smirked and ran her hands through Lazan's hair as she watched herself being undressed. For whatever reason, Nadir appeared to be a little further along in her pregnancy. Her tummy already had a bit of a mound to it, and her breasts had nearly doubled in size since I'd last seen them.
There we go.
Lazan cooed as her eyes wandered to Nadir's tender slit.
Now, what are we going to do about this?
Oh, fuck it. I was back to full capacity, and I was going to take charge of this situation. You're going to pleasure her with your tongue, I ordered as I stepped forward. While I handle everything up here.
You don't have to tell me twice,
Lazan said as she licked her lips. Nadir opened her mouth to say something, but her words gargled into a gasp when Lazan grabbed her ass firmly and then buried her face into Nadir's pussy. The raven-haired Kunag woman moaned intensely as Lazan's tongue lapped up her wetness and then swirled around her clitoris, and Nadir gripped her friend's hair tightly. At the same time, I walked over to Nadir, leaned in, and started to nibble on her neck. I kissed the Kunag leader's soft skin, sensually, as I reached down and started to rub her swollen breasts and pinch her nipples between my fingers. Between Lazan's tongue, my mouth, and my fingers, I could tell Nadir was on cloud 9. Her tail flicked back and forth like an excited animal as she reached down and took my cock in her hands. Then she stroked me gently as Lazan and I continued to pleasure her until, eventually, she couldn't take it anymore.
I want you inside of me, Ben.
Nadir suddenly gasped. The woman pulled away from my kiss, placed her forehead against mine, and whimpered as Lazan went around her clit again. Nadir increased the intensity of her strokes, and I knew she was getting aroused beyond anything I'd seen before. Now I just needed to fulfill her wish. Bend over. Bend over and I'll take you from behind. That way Lazan stays in on the action too.
Oh, yes.
Nadir moaned. Lazan pulled away from her leader's pussy, but she wasn't anywhere near done yet. The multicolor-haired Kunag woman simply laid down on her back, opened up her legs, and positioned herself so she was directly underneath Nadir's womanhood. Nadir got down onto her hands and knees, crawled over so she was above Lazan, and then slowly lowered her pussy down onto her friend's face. At the same time, she leaned down and began to lick at Lazan's tender slit, and both the women moaned with excitement as they began to 69. They hadn't seen anything yet. I positioned myself behind Nadir's curvy ass, wrapped my hands around her tiny waist, and then placed my cock against the entrance to her velvet tunnel. Nadir gasped when the head of my penis slid into her wet pussy, and then she tensed up when I started to push myself inside of her further.
Oh, God, Ben!
Nadir whimpered. Her tight tunnel was like a vice as it spasmed around my manhood, and my cock grew harder at its grip. I continued to push myself inside of her until I felt my tip bottom out against her cervix, and that's when I got to work. I pulled out about halfway, stopped, and then forced myself back inside of Nadir. She let out a soft moan in response, though it was muffled against the skin of Lazan's pelvis.
I started to get into a soft rhythm with the Kunag woman as the three of us formed a triple connection. I fucked Nadir from behind while she ate out Lazan, and at the same time, Lazan used her mouth to pleasure her leader. And me, apparently. As I pumped in and out of Nadir's pussy, I felt Lazan's warm, wet tongue circle around my balls once more.
Ugh, shit, you really know how to use that tongue, don't you?
I received nothing but a muffled in response. Lazan was much too focused for pillow talk right now, apparently. I couldn't really blame her. Nadir's moans were getting closer and closer together, and her body was tensing up from the dual pleasure she was receiving. I could tell she was already on the cusp of orgasm, and I wanted to get her there as quickly as I possibly could, so I increased the intensity and speed of my thrusts. Nadir's curvy ass jiggled with each pounding of my flesh against hers, and the force of the rhythm began to mess up her hair. Nadir looked back at me over her shoulder, with her raven locks frizzled around both sides of her face. She bit her lip as her eyes begged me to keep going, and I knew this was going to be over soon.
Oh, you're so damn big,
Nadir gasped as I continued to fuck her harder.
And, Lizanne's tongue is just, God.
The walls of Nadir's pussy seemed to collapse around me as she came intensely, and I couldn't hold back any longer. I shoved my cock all the way up inside of her, and then unloaded another blast of my warm seed into her waiting womb. The room spun as my body spasmed and filled her to the brim with my cream, and we both seemed to stand there frozen in place as she took every damn drop from me. When I finally let my cock slide from her mound, Lazan caught it with her hand.
Oh, we're not done yet, Ben.
I hope not. I returned the tease. From her still upside-down position, Lazan grabbed onto the shaft of my cock, stuck out her tongue, and then ran it along each side slowly. I let out a moan as I felt the throbbing sensation return to my nether regions, and Lazan responded with a soft groan. She kissed the head of my penis gently, and then she opened her mouth wide, placed her lips around my head, and forced me forward so my cock slid down her throat. Much to my surprise, the Kunag woman took it all in at once, and I felt the muscles of her throat constrict around me like a boa.
I can't let her do all the work.
I watched as Nadir crawled over to the bottom half of Lazan, spread apart her legs, and then buried her face in Lazan's mound. Lazan gasped when she felt her leader's tongue against her clit, but the gasp quickly turned into a long, drawn-out moan. Lazan then reached up and tapped both my thighs with her hands, and I immediately knew what she was asking for. So I pulled my cock almost all the way out of her mouth, stopped at her lips, and then thrust back in as if I were inside her womanhood. Lazan's eyes lit up as my cock slid down her throat once more. This time she made a gagging noise as she took me all in, and the sound turned me on up to 11. I fucked Lazan's throat while her full breasts jiggled with each thrust, and the sight of Nadir going to town on her pussy made me get harder than I ever thought I could. Soon I felt the warm coil tighten in my abdomen once more, and I knew I was about to unload my love again. Finally, Lazan pressed her hands against my thighs and pushed me out of her mouth.
I want to have you in me,
she begged as she struggled for breath.
Like Lily and me, we'll get into position.
Nadir winked as she pulled away from Lazan's womanhood. I came around to where Nadir had just been sitting as she crawled up and made her face level with Lazan's. Lazan's pussy was glistening with arousal, and I couldn't wait to slide my cock inside of her. Nadir gave each of Lazan's nipples a soft suck as she moved in on her friend, and then she pressed her lips into Lazan's. The two Kunag women began to make out intensely, with Nadir's ass straight up in the air, and Lazan's pussy practically begging to be filled. I knew what I had to do. I slid my rock-hard erection into Lazan's velvet tunnel and felt its warm embrace around me. She was so wet that I slid into her with next to no effort at all. And soon I found myself pressed up against her cervix. I gave her a few hard thrusts, and she responded with an excited moan. Then I pulled myself all the way out, took aim at Nadir's pussy, and pushed into her. Nadir gasped when I entered her, but then she quickly turned to jelly and collapsed into Lazan's body.
Oh, I is fucking both of us at the same time.
Lazan keened as she threw her head back.
How does he even have to... Oh my God!
You like that? Because I fucking love it.
I made alternating thrusts between Lazan and Nadir's velvet tunnels as I fucked them hard. And each time I pulled out of Nadir's sperm-filled tunnel, my cock was coated with my thick cream. Then I pushed deep into Lazan, and her tight walls sucked my sperm off when I pulled back out again. I felt the warm coil in my stomach increasing as Lazan's moans became more and more hurried and sporadic. Each of the women had ridiculously tight pussies, and they were tense in my arms as I fucked them. Finally, I pushed myself into Lazan's tight, warm pussy, and she hit the mountaintop.
Oh, Ben!
Lazan screamed as she came around my cock with a gush of wetness. The sound of her pleasure sent me over the edge, so I unloaded like a fire hose as she spasmed around me. Oh, yes, take all of it. My vision blurred as I filled Lazan with my seed, and then all three of us collapsed onto each other as the last drops of my cum filled the white and black-haired beauty.
Oh, wow.
Nadir panted.
Oh, that was incredible.
Lazan brushed a lock of hair out of her face.
That was intense. Maybe we should finally go rest now. I think I'm finally starting to feel the exhaustion kicking in.
Actually, I have a better idea. I grinned and pointed over to the hot tub. Why don't we get into the hot springs and then see what happens from there?
I'd like that.
Nadir purred. The three of us got up off the ground and I wrapped my arms around the waists of the two naked women. Then we turned and made our way toward the hot tub slowly, since all of our legs were still weak from our lovemaking. However, the day was still young, and I had two beautiful women on my arms, two beautiful, naked women who were probably ready to go another round.